Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here and hang out with us. This is an open forum. We got a couple of guests today, but pretty much wide open. If there's anything in the sporting world that you would like to talk about, you're more than welcome to get in here this morning. I don't think we'll get a lot of calls about that Astros game.
Well, I don't know if this is a trivia question. So at NFL, we've got our research department, right? You can ask them anything, and they'll find it for you. Like, it's the coolest thing in the world. Even on set, if we're on set of doing something on NFL Network, we've got somebody who's from research in the room with us and say, hey, can you get me, like, the last 6 years of Baker Mayfield's interception percentages? Can you find that? And they'll dig it up, and they'll go to, you know, Football Reference, wherever. They know all the different websites to go to, and they'll find it. It's really cool. I wish we had for this show, because my question would be, what's the skinniest pitcher the Astros have ever lost to in history?
Clevinger?
I think it was last night.
Yeah? You think he's skinnier? Tristan?
Yeah, I think that was the skinniest pitcher. I felt like the Astros lost to a black version of my son, Alec.
Oh, okay.
At about 120 pounds, I would say. That might be the thinnest pitcher the Astros
listed.
And he's gangly, too.
Well, he's 6'5", 165.
Yeah.
If he's that 165.
That feels real, because 6'5", at 6'5", you can carry... Dell said the other day that Kevin Durant is like 210 pounds. That would be the most shocking thing I've ever heard of. And Chet Holmgren is, I think he said, what's he listed at? Kevin, I mean, it doesn't matter because it's on such a long frame. It wouldn't even matter. Like Yao Ming was 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Even when he was skinny,
like
he was
Shaq
in the 290s.
Going on four.
Yeah, well, even when he was skinny, Yao was skinny. But we thought he was skinny. He's skinny in the upper body. He's always had these really huge legs. Kevin Durant, what do you think Kevin Durant's weight is?
I'm going to say 235.
240.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's 240, and he is bone thin.
Right.
Bone thin.
But he's almost 7 feet.
He's almost 7 feet. This kid's like 6'5", and he's what?
165.
I mean, and it's even if he's 175, if he's gained 10 pounds, but I don't think it would look like anything, that might be the skinniest pitcher. I know Pedro Martinez. Now, Pedro Martinez might have weighed less when he beat the Astros early in his career.
Oh, yeah.
He
and I'll bet Clevinger did, too.
Yeah, might have.
Oh, no, they absolutely, because
they
so
weren't
as short.
Tall.
Yeah.
But as far as the skinniest, this might take the cake last night.
Yeah. No. Skinniest. Yeah, absolutely. And what a gangly dude that just is, I mean, that he was impossible for them. Other than, you know, Alex Bregman hit that, you know, bomb with a 6-0 game.
Hey, yeah. It's Bregman. I'll take it.
You're right. Oppo? I'll take it right now, but it's really, you know, it would be nice in a tight game sometime or something, you know, do something. That's just one of those nights. They didn't get anything done.
You were never even threatened to kid.
No. And Luis Garcia with the throw in the second and in the center and the whole.
Pena's throw to short on the double double play, and he just chunked it into the dugout like it was just. Via the ground ball, it was just not good.
One of those, and those unis. You like the unis?
I don't. Every time they play in them, they're getting smacked now.
You think so? Didn't they win them?
Have they won one? Because the first time they were completely obliterated.
Yes.
And yesterday it wasn't very good.
I don't know.
Either.
They're just not.
I mean, Tristan McKenzie now has a whip of 0.9 and an ERA of 2.7.
He's got a whip, period.
He's got it's a whole ass whip that he's got.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a tough out. But regardless, it was a bad game, bad defensively for the Astros. Couldn't string anything together. Luis Garcia wasn't at his best. Astros gave up a couple. It was 4-0. The Astros, you know, Abreu ended up struggling a little bit there in his when it was the second inning of work that he was trying to work in, right? Wasn't it?
What?
Wasn't it two? Because I was forwarding. I'd been watching Heat.
What'd you think of the Miles Straw video? Tribute video.
Miles Straw
tribute. They had a Miles Straw tribute. They had a Miles Straw tribute video.
No, I didn't see it.
Before the game, they did it for him. Hey.
On TV, they showed it?
Somebody said he had 195 games and 134 hits. Why is there a tribute video?
That doesn't make any sense. Why would you do a tribute?
Why would you have a tribute video for Miles Straw?
I did have one of my kids say, oh, Miles Straw's on the Indians now?
Well, they got
me. He goes, I don't think you're supposed to say the Indians. Said, yeah, you can get it in right now while you can.
Oh, because you made a mistake. I still say Redskins every once in a while.
Or they, I said you can, but Guardians is. I said, yeah, it's Guardians. I said people are going to still say Indians. A lot of people don't follow baseball enough to know that there was a change. Honestly, in real life,
yeah, right.
There's going to be people who say, no, what?
There's a lot of people who see you Guardians. Say Guardians. They're like, who's the Guardians?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are going to know.
No,
that there was a change. Unless you follow baseball, you'll know there was a change here. But. Yeah, it was just not a good game.
No, it's just
it's a good team, had a bad game.
Just a game. You know what?
But Tristan McKenzie is a guy to watch because that kid's got some talent, and you get those guys with those whip arms like that can get their leverage whipped in there.
As long as he knows where it's going, right? I mean, remember, Enoli Paredes came up, and it's like, wow, holy crap, that dude, it comes out of his hand so awesome, and then no one knows where it's going, and you have no idea.
Enoli Paredes?
Pardon me?
What happened to Enoli?
I think he's alive.
Is he a space cowboy?
No, he's a space cowboy, yeah.
Are we positive?
Not 100%, no. I mean, I'd have to look at it and see. But I think he is, yeah. He was on their roster to start the season. But I'm not sure now. I can't tell you. You know, we are the home. We are the home of the by the way, tonight, today, where is it? Where are we going to have him pretty soon? 8 o'clock hour, right? At the 8:15. Top of the 8:15? I talked to him when I went to see the movie. Bradley Jackson is the director of the Nolan Ryan documentary. And the Nolan Ryan documentary is out in theaters today. I think it's just a one-day deal.
It's a one-day deal where they're going to show him in theaters across the nation today.
Yeah, across the nation?
Across the nation. 800 theaters.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, no, it's going to be really, really big. But Houston, too, if you want to see the Nolan Ryan documentary, it's going to be at select theaters here in Houston.
Yeah, you can just go to a theater or look up a theater, and today is the day that if you want to go see that Nolan Ryan doc. I saw it, and it was packed, and it was wonderful, and Nolan was there, Nolan and his wife, and Reed, and the director, and they all talked afterwards. I don't think you're going to get that, but I know you're going to get the documentary, and it is so cool behind the scenes. I mean, it is Alvin. Everybody in Alvin needs to go. Y'all need to go see this thing. But now, on top of Alvin, here in the city of Houston, and you get the behind the scenes look of Nolan coming here, leaving here, the Robin Ventura thing, the bloodied face thing with Bo Jackson. You get all of the inside looks. I'm telling you, it's a really, really well-done documentary. Really well-done.
It's so, just to give you an example, Greenway Plaza, that Regal, the one Marquee Entertainment on I-10 over there by 610. It's there. Memorial City Mall, Cinemark in Pearland, Hollywood Movies down in Pasadena, Tom Ball at Willowbrook 24, AMC Gulf Point 30, Sam Houston Parkway, Deerbrook, First Colony. It's in Cypress, pretty much every area of Houston it's going to be, and it all goes at 7 o'clock tonight.
Everyone's at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Everyone's at 7 o'clock.
You can buy it. You can go to the website. If you go to the website facingnolan.com, it'll have a link there where you can see the website.
It's really good, and we're going to have Bradley Jackson on in the 8 o'clock. It's 8:15.
Yeah, it's 8:15.
Okay, 8:15. We're going to have Bradley Jackson with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He's the director. He's from Houston, too, by the way, but he lives in L.A. now. I got to talk to him a little bit. He was so excited to be able to do this. Actually, the producer was driving along, and he just said, you know what? We need to do, you know what? It's never been done, a Nolan Ryan documentary. How about we do that? And then Reed got in, and Reed's the executive producer, I believe, of the whole thing. And it was so well done. So if you get a chance, absolutely, highly recommend go see Facing Nolan tonight, 7 o'clock at all those theaters and more. All right, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. The thing that dominated baseball yesterday, we'll talk about it on the other side. A decision came down, and it's got a lot of people up in arms. We'll talk about it for you here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, let's talk a little QC.
QC Kinetics, that's something that should have you up in arms, is the fact that you've got an opportunity to get your joints and your chronic pain taken care of, and yet you haven't done it for years. You know, QC Kinetics uses advanced biological therapies that work, that really work for people on knee, shoulder, back, wrist, ankle, I don't care where. You got joint pain, you've got arthritis, they can work on it. And these are regenerative, restorative treatments. What they do is they take actual, you know, it comes from your own body in concentrated forms. They reinsert it into the joints. And what you start to see is regeneration and regrowth, and damaged tissues become healed. And it's something that has been working for athletes for years and years. Well, guess what? It's available to you too. You don't have to just be an athlete to have this. You could be a weekend warrior. You could be someone who loves to hike. You could be somebody who just doesn't want that pain in your shoulder, or your back, or your knee that you've lived with for years and years. And QC Kinetics can really help. They're right here in Houston. It's all natural. No shots, no surgeries, no downtime. It's really, truly incredible medicine, and it's available. It's all natural biological therapies. Call today and set up your consultation. What have you got to lose? I'll tell you what you've got to lose. You've got your well-being, and you've got a defeating chronic pain. That's what you have to lose. So call today, 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285, QC Kinetics.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 714, 713-780-3776. So the Josh Donaldson decision came down, and it's a one-game suspension. Now, he is on the COVID list, I guess. He's also on the COVID list. I don't know if that one-game suspension, he'll have to get off the COVID list or whatever, but apparently Aaron Boone announced yesterday that he's also on the COVID list. But he is he got a one-game suspension by the league. What'd you think? What are your initial reaction?
Well, I mean, look, if it's for something quote-unquote racist, it's ridiculous. We went through it yesterday. That's Josh being an a-hole.
Yeah.
That's what the guy called himself. I'm the new Jackie Robinson in an article. He's been goading at him since 19 about it. He says playfully, and that the two have had, have, I guess, joked about it. That's the way Josh makes it sound.
Tim Anderson said, no, we never joked about it.
Yeah, I would say it's intentional. I knew what he was doing. If you want to tell me you suspended him for trying to instigate something, because they had already had a run-in earlier in the month. I'm cool with that. If it's because of the run-in previously and Josh exacerbating an issue between two teams, because Liam Hendricks got involved, had a very public comment to have his players back, Tim Anderson's back over at the White Sox.
Everybody on the White Sox had his back.
Yeah. So I get that. If it's because this is another Josh Donaldson getting under somebody's skin thing, and they think it's they want it to be a deterrent so nothing jumps off again between the teams, I get that. If they feel pressure because of race-related stuff, I think it's chicken bleep, honestly.
Yeah. Listen, Tim Anderson has probably experienced it. Tim Anderson talks about, and Tim Anderson is a guy who has, and in the Jackie Robinson article, the Sports Illustrated article, he talked about, hey, I want, we need more black athletes. We need more, baseball needs more. I need to be a role model for guys. I'm sure he's experienced a lot of stuff. I think he really dislikes Josh Donaldson. They had an issue at third base where Donaldson is leaning on him, kneeing him, and pushing him off the bag. they get up in each other's face. They don't like each other. They don't like each other. There's some. There have been some tweets. One guy calls himself Jackie Robinson. Another guy busts his balls over it, and that's a controversy. The world today is stupid. There is something to that, but there's also something to Tim Anderson having to put up with in a white and Hispanic game. You know, an African American. I'm sure he has had some stuff to deal with. Gary Sheffield Jr. said this: Tim Anderson stretched the hell out of this man. Got players talking like Donaldson killed a man. Handle the ship in the tunnel and keep it moving. The fact that it is as public as it is, you know, going public with it and making now Josh Donaldson appear to be some type of racist. I don't know about Josh Donaldson's feelings about African Americans or anybody else. This is the fact that this is racism is really kind of I think it sucks.
Stephen A. had a long thing on it yesterday where he's like, this ain't it.
No.
You know, and I give him credit for the easy way is just to say, ooh, let's just take this little win and let's leverage this. And if you're doing that, you're not a good person. You're a bad person. You have to look at yourself and say, what have I become? Because you're somebody who's looking to wedge and have some type of an agenda of some type of victory of a fight that's not a good fight to fight for anybody on any side of that issue. It's a bad one. You gotta look for real issues. And I don't think that one was. That was now he is a real creep. Like Josh Donaldson is he's a ruffian now.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to fight. He's got a lot of problems with the White Sox.
Before the season started, you had a video compilation of all of his stuff. He is.
Lucas Giolito, he followed up, according to him, he followed him out to the, basically challenged him to a fight. Followed him out, hey, Lucas, what's up, man? You got an issue with me? What's going on? Like, that's Josh Donaldson. Yeah. He wants to be in the UFC. He wants to be a fighter. He said he would be in mixed martial arts if he wasn't a baseball player. That's who he is. He literally just tried to get under Tim Anderson. To me, this is a pretty easy one. And anyone who has ever been around athletics recognizes this. And if you still recognize it, but you decide, I'm just going to use this anyway, and we'll turn it into a race issue, I don't have any respect for you because you really shouldn't do that. You should call it for what it is. And what it is this guy is an a-hole. And I think Major League Baseball could suspend him and logically say, we're going to suspend him because, you know what, if we don't put something out there to show it's a deterrent to behave like Josh Donaldson, because Josh Donaldson will keep at it. Like, this isn't over between him and the White Sox. He's got a problem with the entire White Sox, and the White Sox have a problem with them, but supposedly you told me that
the Twins have a problem with him, and he was on the Twins last 2 years.
Yeah, I don't think most teammates get along with him. This is who we're dealing with here.
Yeah,
but you call yourself Jackie, the new Jackie Robinson. I get why you're saying it. What you mean to bring? You want kids to be able to look up to you and see themselves in you and bring them into the sport. I get that. Just know that there's Josh Donaldson's out there to break your balls when you say that.
Yeah. I mean,
that's going to happen.
And by all accounts, I mean, Tim Anderson he's a wonderful ball player and he is a community guy. He does all of the stuff and he lives the life. He's trying to make a difference. He's trying to make a change. I don't know that the way that this was gone about, I'm not sure this whole thing has really helped what Tim Anderson is trying to do. I'm really not sure. Going public with this, you know, you made it public. Hey, that whole, I'll tell you what, I was listening to Joel and Jeremy and Jimbo Fisher wouldn't take Nick Saban's calls. And he said, you know, and Jimbo Fisher said, well, I'll confront anything. You know, I'm not scared. I'll confront it. Well, then why won't you take his calls and talk to him about it? Nick Saban's the one that made this thing public. Deion Sanders said, you know what? We ain't having a private conversation about this.
Yeah.
Because you brought it.
You know, my dad loved that.
You brought it to the public. But now you want to have a private conversation?
Yeah, my dad loved it. He said, I think Deion Sanders is great for college football. I said, do you? I mean, it kind of surprised me. I don't know why. He goes, yeah. He said, and I think what he said about Nick was perfect. If Nick wanted to bring that up publicly and make a comment like that about Jackson State.
Yeah, right.
He said, then you know what? Then let's have a discussion publicly about it. He was all for it.
I'm not sure that this instance, because, the two of them, jostling at third base and whatnot, not liking each other and everything else, I'm not sure that this was the best discourse publicly to do this.
No, you know what?
And Gary Sheffield might have been right. Now, I don't think Tim Anderson wants to fight Josh Donaldson.
No, well, I don't know, but if they want to, you can put it on a Jake Paul undercard President Jake Paul. You could put it on his undercard, and people would pay, tons of money to watch
it. I'm not making fun of Jake Paul because I might meet him someday, and I'm not going to sarcastically say President Jake Paul because he could kick your ass. I mean, the dude is a good fighter.
Yeah, no, Jake is a good fighter.
He's a good fighter.
My guess is so.
And I would imagine so is Josh
Donaldson. Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson probably
are. It's not a fight. No, I don't know that Tim Anderson wants to fight Josh Donaldson.
Tim is pretty salty too now. Tim has been in this business also. He's not a small guy. He's not huge. They're both baseball big, I guess.
Yeah, but
probably
Donaldson's different.
They're about the same size, aren't they?
Yeah. Do you think it would be like that, like Brendan Langley? Versus United.
Well, you got to tell people what that
United
means.
United Airlines.
They don't know what that means.
So if you look up Brendan Langley, I'm sure. Listen, you probably have seen it because it's been all over. Video of a United Airlines attendant, behind the desk, typing up your tickets and putting your luggage on the conveyor belt. He got into it with former Broncos cornerback, currently plays for Calgary, I believe. I think he plays for Calgary in the CFL. And he goes up to the defensive back, and he smacks him open-handed to the face, and then just takes a beating. Then Brendan Langley just beat the snot out of him, a couple punches to the face. Dude is woozy, trying to get back up. He's bloodied. United fired the attendant. They fired him.
I don't know what that guy was thinking.
But Langley was arrested for his part in it. Dude walked up on him. Now, I don't know what was said before him.
My guess is he was arrested. He was detained, I bet.
Was he arrested
and booked?
Well, I don't know if he was booked, but he was arrested.
What started it all?
Apparently, Langley wanted to put his luggage on a wheelchair. He wanted a wheelchair to wield his luggage through the airport. And
you want to talk about athlete privilege. You want to wheel your – I'm sorry you didn't buy a suitcase with wheels everyone has had for over a decade now, Mr. Langley. I don't know how long it was. I just remember for a long time I was carrying suitcases. Everyone else was rolling. I'm like, what am I doing?
Right.
How am I carrying a suitcase?
No,
Bill?
Dumbest thing. But he wanted a wheelchair instead of – how about one of those cart –
That's weak.
How about one of those cart things?
And he probably acted like an a-hole.
Probably.
And that guy got
– Who knows?
But why are y'all throwing hands?
But you're bowing up
on him?
It's
just stupid.
I don't know about that. And, he's looking for some Tylenol and a new job now. Because he got wailed on, okay? He got wailed on by Mr. Langley. 726 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The number, if you would like to get in here on the show, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. We'll talk about this. There's not much to talk about this NBA game either, but we will. On the other side, right here on ESPN.
Oh, no. They found... he just found my... somebody went and looked up my Brendan Langley scouting report. And one of my scouting reports says has a stiff, disruptive punch from press coverage and can uncork it from his back pedal.
Were you dead on or no?
I mean, I say what I see.
You know what I see? I see John Clay Wolf buying your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. It's stupid. The car industry right now is really crazy. I mean, without the chips and workers and after COVID, and my goodness, you want to talk about difficult to get a car. It is the best time ever to sell your car, that's for sure, but then getting another one is an issue. But here's the deal is if you're looking for a great way to sell your car to find out how much money you can possibly get for it, well, there's one place to go. GiveMeTheVIN.com. You put in your license plate or your VIN number. And you, my friends, are going to benefit from John Clay Wolf just paying more. He just pays more. He does pennies on the. He did over $1 billion last year, buying cars over $1 billion last year. He's in every city buying cars, and he's given the most. And if he can't beat CarMax, he's going to send you $100. But he beats CarMax every time. So if you're looking to sell your car, givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, let's talk about Underdog Fantasy. I told you about it last year. Underdog was great. I actually ended up winning a little bit. I did the early Best Ball Mania 2, and Best Ball Mania 2 was where you draft. Well, let me just tell you now, there's a Best Ball Mania 3, and with Underdog Fantasy, you are going to find that Best Ball Mania 3 is even better, because now we're talking about my guys are giving us $10 million. This time there's $10 million in prizes for Best Ball Mania 3. This is really cool. The winner last year signed up in June. They signed up in June, and here's the thing. If you know your fantasy football, sign up. There's no waivers. There's no trades. There's no in-season management. You draft your team, and then with your team, and you've really got to see the way that, the draft is done. You can still get really, really great players because they draft in like a pod system. But what happens is you've got your team. Now there's no roster management. And whatever your highest score is for that particular week, that's what they give you at the end. It's aggregated at the end. Whoever has the highest score is going to win the first prize. But there's lots of prizes, $10 million in total prize money. The champion of Best Ball Mania signed up in June last year. There's no reason to wait. Sign up now. And when you sign up and make your first deposit of $100, you can use promo code RADIO. And that's going to be the equivalent of 4 free entries into the Best Ball Mania 3. So what are you waiting for? Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com or the App Store and pick up the app and sign up today using promo code RADIO. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code RADIO.
Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Trying to move on from this United Airline fight with...
we have two people... Who want to talk about it?
Yeah, so let's get John in here. He wants to talk about the airport fight between Brendan Langley. If you're just joining us, Brendan Langley, former Broncos cornerback, and now with Calgary,
he was drafted in the third round, I believe. Yeah. But he didn't do anything.
You said he's got a good punch. You said, I know that.
I did say that. I said he can uncork a quality punch from his back.
He
pedal.
Fought.
I meant as a corner. As a press corner, though.
Yeah, right. But
I wasn't meaning as a fighter.
Not as an airline
combatant. That usually happens on Spirit Airlines. What is United doing?
Right, United. Well, United have none of it. They fired the guy.
That's what happens on the flight on Spirit.
Right. John, what do you think?
Yeah, I saw there's a longer video out there. First of all, the employee probably got fired because I'm sure it went against policy. You're not supposed to strike a customer anyway. But there's a longer video going out there. Brendan Langley actually hit him about 6 or 7 times before that employee got up in his face. So Brendan Langley started it. That's probably why he got arrested.
That's probably why he got arrested. Yeah, I was wondering what the whole story is, because sometimes you don't know the whole. Because anyone can cut a video wherever they want to.
It's just a small clip, but there's a longer video. It's obvious that Brendan Langley hit him many times before that guy started it. And, of course, I mean, if somebody beat me up, I'm not going to sit there and just take it for a job. Not for that job. I don't know.
Well, I think United is probably thinking, you know, we can't have our employees getting the snot beat out of them on video. Now,
or coming up and punching an employee, go get police.
Yeah.
If the guy did anything, you can still get police.
Don't, if I'm the boss of United, I'm like, hey, you got to look better, bro.
I don't think that's a professional athlete in substantially better shape than you beat you up.
Yeah, but I mean,
how about we look in a fight?
Listen, American, Delta, they probably all got better fighters than we do.
No, they don't.
You know?
Brendan Langley would have knocked them out, too.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, a 200-pound athlete.
If I'm running United, I'm like,
you're not. You're running Spirit. You're clearly running Spirit Airline. Get the fighters into Spirit.
Let's get some better fighters in here.
That's it, Spirit. That's I told you, you need to be a CEO of Spirit.
That's right. Well, and look at how great Spirit's doing. Look at United. Crap.
I don't know how either of them are doing, honestly.
T-Boogie wants to get in here and talk about the fight. What do you say, T-Boogie?
I think that he should have stayed at home that day because he was not ready.
No, he was not ready.
No.
He was not ready. Keep your hands to your side. Don't start pulling up your pants, which is a universal. You talked about it too, RJ. That's a universal sign of smoke is on the way. Don't pull up the pants walking up. Just go get police. You don't need to get involved. Airport security. He didn't need to be involved with that. T-Boogie. He didn't need to be involved.
Speaking of which, anything else, T-Boogie?
Something racist. I feel like a little racist.
That's not racist. That's not racist. Like, people who pull up their pants are showing you that they are getting ready to engage in battle.
Yeah.
Baby, I've been seeing people punch you in your face and you don't even know it's coming. That's how you engage in battle.
Hold on. Well, listen,
and that's what he did. He knocked him. He knew it was coming before he even felt it. Because if you notice, before that boy made the first contact, he had already started ducking before he was even about to be hit. So he already knew what was coming. No, he should have stayed at home that day.
He assaulted the employee already before. Now, as an employee, you a man. You got to defend yourself. And, like, it is what it is.
Baby, he was not ready. Okay.
If anything, the employee put United at risk because, you know, that's a liability. Now, Brackett, put yourself in position to sue.
Okay. Hold on a second. We got a question.
Up.
Don't hang up, you guys. You guys are all on one phone.
Are y'all on
and
one
we
phone?
Only we only picked up one line.
Did y'all three-way us into the conversation?
We two is one.
I'm in front of her. She got it on speaker.
He got it on speaker. Oh, okay.
Oh, because it sounded like
we're just trying to make sure that we relay the information properly.
Right.
So even you guys, this was an unfortunate situation. Brett was not supposed to be putting his hands on that employee, and the employee's supposed to have more decorum to be able to know that you got to deal with irate customers.
But it escalated the way that it did. No, I agree everything with what he said. But hold on. These are two. So we got two voices. Give both of your names. I know we got T-Boogie. I assume T-Boogie is one person.
What?
Okay, I'm her son. My name is Cash. We call him from Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
You call him from Memphis, Tennessee. Okay, I disagree with both of you. If you're going to throw hands, you best be ready. Okay? And you better be a better fighter.
You agree with T-Boogie.
Yeah, you better be a better fighter than that United guy was if you're going to step up and get up in Langley's face. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that fight right there. That just goes to show United got to step up their hiring process.
That's what I said.
Because clearly he wouldn't have got in the face of somebody. He wouldn't have got in the face of a Spirit employee or a Frontier employee.
You better be ready for combat. That's right.
Spirit
United
is combat,
usually,
okay?
you deal with class. Like, you deal with upscale when you fly United.
Right.
If I wanted to deal with Ruckus, he looked like he should have got on the Southwest flight.
We appreciate you calling in, guys. I want to say,
from Memphis,
that's one of the best. We've been doing 25 years of radio. That's the first time that I can recall. Now, we've looped in two separate calls like against each other. That's the first time that two guys on one call having an argument that they included us in on.
Thank you.
That's the first time. And I actually thought I think it's great.
It's brilliant.
It's an efficient way to get an argument. Like, if you're having an argument with your friend, your brother, your guy at work, your boys, whatever, loop us in.
That's all.
Loop us in and let us be part of it. I actually think this is what sports radio should be.
We didn't know. Look at what the hell's happening here.
I know.
What is this?
There's a second voice.
Nobody knew. Lance and I were both wait a minute. Where's this coming from?
That is great.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. You've got, instead of taking, here's what we've heard for 25 years. Hey, I need you guys to settle an argument. That's what we hear. I need you to settle an argument. Me and my friends me and my buddy were arguing about something yesterday. I like it better now. Bring the argument to us.
Yeah.
Bring the whole argument on the phone to us.
Yep.
And let us make decisions and get our licks in.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to listen to
John's good stuff.
John's.
Listen, I was right, though. Okay? What was the other guy's name?
Cash.
Cash.
I think he said Cash.
I think he said, is that what he said? Cash and T-Boogie. Cash said, yep, yeah, United needs better employees, better fighters.
No, that was T-Boogie said.
Oh, T-Boogie said that. Well, T-Boogie was right.
Was talking about you can't pull your pants up and
you do that, guess what?
And Cash was trying to say, you're a grown man. You don't need to put your hands on him. You don't need to fight back. He was trying to tell you to be a grown-ass man is what he was trying to say. And you're trying to be the Josh Donaldson of the radio. Mm-hmm. You're trying to instigate. You're the instigator.
I've never done that in my life.
You're an instigator. You're a professional habitual line stepper.
If you have an argument with your boy or your wife, even better, get on speakerphone with us.
Yeah.
If you got an argument with your wife.
If you're in the middle of an argument with your wife or girlfriend.
Yes.
Loop us in.
Right now.
Real time.
We'll settle it.
Real time. We'll help you.
We can. You know what? We've done it before.
Don't.
For Valentine's Day, RJ, we used to do a thing where, you know, if you were in a doghouse, we would call her and we would make it right all the time.
Make all things right.
Oh, yeah. We always do.
Now, we actually, at the end of it, his relationship was worse, but we had Klein's Fine Jewelry actually give earrings.
Yeah.
So at the end of it. Yeah, while your marriage
Mark
may have
will do
taken
that
a,
too. He'll still do that.
Yeah, while the relationship may have actually taken a downturn, you did get some earrings out of it usually.
Yeah, usually. By the way, it's got to be real. You can't make up a fight. I know they will too. Hey, you want some earrings? Let's make up something. No, this has got to be real. And Lance and I, we will arbitrate. We will arbitrate right here.
Don't we feel like it was all crazy? Because I looked at you guys and you guys looked at me almost kind of like, wait, do they still know like that they're on the phone? It's almost like we were doing like the pregame. Now we head courtside to T-Boogie and Cash.
What are you wired?
Right.
Mic'd up.
They
were mic'd up.
No, we were all shocked. Who's this other guy? That's the first time that's ever happened.
We heard a second voice and we're like, what the?
What is this?
And we're looking at the lines like,
we thought you brought somebody else up. Yeah, we've done that before. Hold on. We got somebody else wants to get in here. Crossfire, but that was the first time. That was good stuff. That was really good stuff right there. 713-780-3776. If you need us to settle a dispute, you're more than welcome. When we come back, I got some odds, college football odds that are interesting. Over-unders on season total wins.
Yeah. I saw them come out.
Yeah. Did you look at them?
I didn't.
All right. Then let's see.
I saw them. I didn't pay attention.
Let's see what your feelings are. And what the under-overs are truly. But right now, first of all, Lance, we need to talk right now about the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. Those are my peeps over there at Morley Law. And it doesn't matter what issue that you have. They're all about everything. I'm telling you, their services are tremendous. The depth of what they can do, if you're wrongfully accused or unintentionally inflicted harm on you, you had an accident, you had a mishap with a doctor, you have some malpractice issue with a doctor, you have someone who wronged you in any way, shape, or form, or someone is accusing you of wronging them in any way, shape, or form, well, you need a lawyer. You need these lawyers. You need the Morley Law Firm. They've got over 80 years of experience there, and they do everything. It doesn't matter what it is, any kind of criminal defense, any kind of civil defense that you did, accidents, like I said, personal injury, everything, immigration problems, se habla español, they are here for you, and they are going to make sure that you get the best representation that you can possibly get. It's what's happening every day at the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. 713-839-9955. 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com. MorleyLaw.com. MorleyLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, let's talk about AO1 Roofing. If you go to AO1Roofing.com, you'll see the work that they do, and it's great work. And I know roofing is not a sexy thing to have done, but let me tell you something. If your roof is not in good shape, you are going to find out quickly in this weather. And AO1 Roofing wants to really help you by doing a roof inspection to see if you've had wind damage or hail damage or whatever the damage has been potentially in the past, because here's what's going to happen. Once we hit hurricane season, if we have a hurricane, all that wind will lift shingles and allow driving rain to get inside your home, and it can cause some serious damage along the interior. If you've got a major problem, it can turn into a major, major one for you on the interior of your home. Let's get those roofs checked out by AO1 Roofing. Mark McGuire is the owner. No, not that one. The other one that I've known for over two decades here in the Houston area. Stands behind his work, does great work, great standing with the Better Business Bureau, the Chamber of Commerce, and several local charities. They do an amazing job of making sure that you are happy with the roof that they put together. And they do it, you know, in a timely fashion, very, very clean, with a very, very fair price. For a limited time, by the way, if you re-roof your home with AO1 Roofing in anticipation of hurricane season, they are going to give you a 4,500 kilowatt generator free of charge. You already know, once hurricane season hits, you can't find generators. They're giving you one right now free of charge while supplies last, 4,500 kilowatts. All you have to do is re-roof your home, and you are set, not only from, you know, protecting your house, but also, you know, protecting your house with that generator as well. So do not miss out on this opportunity. 713-715-ROOF. That's 713-715-ROOF. Or simply go to the website at AO1Roofing.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. College football, we love it. Do you love it? How much do you love it? How much do you love this? There are four teams, Lance, that under-over is 10.5. Name them.
Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State. I mean, this is like when you pick your, this is like Wheel of Fortune. R-S-T-N-L. Mm-hmm. We'll just give you Ohio State, Georgia,
Alabama.
So the
Alabama. Last one, which one? What's the last one?
It ain't Clemson.
It is Clemson.
Is it?
Yeah. And I don't like ukulele. I don't think.
That's the Big Four.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be the Big Four. Oklahoma was in there. Can't be now. Can't put USC in there because of, I mean, USC could be in there. What's USC at?
Okay, there's two teams at 9.5. USC
is
one of them.
Is USC one of them? It's not going to be Notre Dame. That's another
it's
team.
It's Notre Dame.
Is it? Yeah. These are all, I'm just playing the hits. Like I'm playing Lincoln Riley, Notre Dame. These are all the teams that are always in the turn.
So
instead of saying Oklahoma, right. I just said Lincoln Riley.
Right.
Every one of those teams are the big, are tournament teams. When I say tournament, but, you know, Final Four. That's all I did. All I did was play the Final Four game.
That's it. You did.
Now, I'll ask this before, like, John continues his point. I'd like to ask to both of you guys. Naming those teams, like, would you say I'll take those teams and give everybody else the field if they feel like somebody else is going to win the national championship? Like, how confident are you that one of those teams is going to win, like, the national championship? Or would you say, you know what?
Like, no, I would take them against the field.
I would take them, too.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the four. That's the Big Four. And you know what? You'd have to give odds to take those four. They're by far, they're the favorites. No question about it. Do you got that much confidence in USC, 9.5 games? I mean, Lincoln Riley's, and he got Caleb Williams, and he got Addison, what's his name, from a Pitt. I guess I believe in them. I guess I do, but they're still USC to me. But
I mean, they're getting players coming in through the. I think Lincoln Riley's a good coach, and they're getting players to come in. I think that conference is there for the taking.
Yeah. Oh no, absolutely. So the other team,
Mario Cristobal's gone from Oregon.
So UCLA and Oregon, also in that conference, are 8.5. UCLA is highly regarded at 8.5.
Yeah, Chip's starting to get it to come around a little bit.
Yep.
He's starting to get – they got a really good running back who went back there this last year. They're starting to come around. Where's that? He hasn't said A&M yet.
So what do you think A&M is?
I mean, usually like 8.5 would
That's
be the number.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
Or 8.5. What do you think UT is?
8.5.
8.5.
Yep.
Baylor's also at 8.5. Oklahoma State is also at 8.5. OU is at 8.5. I have a lot more confidence in OU than I think OU is going to be really good under Venables.
I got to take a look. You know, Alabama plays Texas this year.
Yeah. at an 11 o'clock game.
Yeah. My wife started, you need to get tickets for that. And I'm looking at him like, I mean, do I want to pay this to sit out in September heat at 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock. Yeah.
Man.
Dumb. So the other 8.5 teams. So the 10.5 teams are Bama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State. USC and Notre Dame are 9.5. UT and A&M are 8.5. I just, UT at 8.5 is just troublesome. I just don't know. This is a team that was not good last year. We'll see. We'll see if they're that improved. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a big jump for them to be winning more than 8.5 games. Oklahoma and OSU, Oregon and UCLA and Utah. Utah is also in the Pac-12 and they're 8.5. Penn State and Wisconsin in the Big Ten. Oh, Baylor, by the way, is also an 8.5. Miami, they got a good quarterback, and they're 8.5. Wake Forest is also 8.5. That's kind of surprising, along with North Carolina State. So those are the 8.5 teams. Those are the teams that are thought to be the best in the country. And answer to your point, RJ, I just don't see anybody else winning it. It's just almost, it seems like it's impossible. It's like, it's a foregone conclusion who's going to win this thing. And I still want expanded playoffs. I still want it to be, you never know what is going to happen. And you just, now, by the way, this is all just Power Five. Just Power Five. There are going to be more teams that are 8.5 and 9.5, but they're not in the Power Five. Like, what would you put Houston at?
From win loss total?
Yeah.
Pretty high, I would think. I mean, you lost some good players, but
not like Cincinnati lost good.
No,
not
you
like,
got your quarterback here's back.
I'm
gonna say 9.5.
9.5, I think a good number. I think it's a real good number.
I'd say 9.5 based on having your quarterback.
They've got
back.
Texas Tech. They've got UT San Antonio. And you know what? Other than Cincinnati, there's nobody that should give them. And Cincinnati lost how many players?
You're gonna have 13 games.
It's 12 plus 1.
Okay, so you're looking at 9-3.
Yeah.
So I said 9.5.
Yeah, I'd like 10-2.
That's not a bad. I think 9.5 is not a bad number. I think the odds would be under, because 9 would be a safer number. So probably like under minus 140, 9.5 for Cougs. You could also make it 8.5 over would be
minus
130.
That's a team that won 12 games last year.
No, I get it.
And they got their quarterback back. Well, and oh, by the way.
Well, you're counting. No,
did you see the?
You're saying 12 game. Oh, does it count?
No, the 13th game doesn't count.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They won 11.
Yeah, that's right.
They won 11. Yeah.
They won 11 in season.
In season.
Okay, so their losses were to Cincinnati. In season.
11-1.
Is that the only loss?
Yeah.
Cincinnati was the
only
loss.
No. They lost the first game of the season. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Tech.
Yeah. Tech. They lost to Tech. So they were 10. Yeah. How'd they? How the hell did they get to? They won 12 last year. I don't know how they did that. They won the bowl game. That's why.
Yeah.
That's how they won. That was the 12th game. The 12th win. Are you not worried about Georgia losing all those players?
Yeah, I think you have to. To me, that's an underplay.
Of the four, Bama, Georgia, Clemson, and OSU. What's your level of confidence?
I have to look at Georgia's schedule, but I mean, Georgia lost three linebackers. Three defensive linemen, so you lost six. DeAndre Kendrick, Lewis Seen,
running back,
7-8
wide receivers.
They lost. Who was the running back?
Tank.
Both running backs.
Yeah,
they lost Zamir White James Cook. White. I mean James Cook, Zamir White. They lost wide receiver who was out for the whole year last year. Anyway, they lost their left tackle, their left guard. Golly, that's a lot.
And they're 10.5.
And they got stupid old little quarterback back.
Yeah, Stetson Bennett.
Donnie Bosco. Yeah,
and
whatever
his name
is. No,
he's not Donnie Bosco.
Yeah, Stetson Bennett, whatever.
Stetson Bennett,
and he's back. Does that help your total?
I don't know that helps.
No. Listen, Stetson, we want to give you, hey, Coach Smart, how we doing? We're doing good. Listen, we got almost nobody back.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in you. Can you get us to 10 wins? You know it. Okay, you sure? No?
Well, it doesn't matter. He's a hero forever.
No. Good for the kid. Good for the kid. But let's be real.
And
you know what? I actually don't mind that for Clemson. I think that DJ Ugalele is going to be better this year. He was really bad on. I was surprised at how bad he was.
Yeah.
Watching him on some tape, because I had to watch Justin Ross at wide receiver. Some of the throws were so horrific that he made. I was like, oh my gosh. He looks, it's the Tarzan Jane thing. Like, it was just, he looks great physically. And then when you watch him play, it's like, this is a terrible quarterback this year.
For some reason, they overlooked Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss this year. They got Jackson Dart. He transferred in from USC.
So that could be a quick, that could be quick help.
That could be, that's gonna be, I'll tell you what, I watched Jackson Dart play last year. He's a little guy, but man, can he play football.
They lost like three receivers. They lost all their wide receivers.
You know,
they lost Braylon Sanders.
Just went out like Kim Kardashian throwing money at everybody.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know anymore, because they lost a bunch of, they lost all their running backs. They lost at least, they lost two, they lost Drummond and Sanders, two wide receivers. You know, they lose
stuff.
They
picked up the transfer, the running back transfer from TCU that's from here.
Oh, you mean the five-star?
Yeah.
Who's a baller?
Yeah. Except yeah. He also got kicked off his high school football team.
What does that have to do with playing at Ole Miss?
Well, nothing, but.
Yeah, no, that kid is a tremendous player. I can't remember his name now. I forgot that's where he went. That's the thing now. You can look at starters lost. I don't know what the portal looks like. Because if you portal up, that's your new JUCO. JUCOs might as well be out of business now.
Well,
because of the portals.
Look at Pitt. How smart move. Keaton Slovis transfers to Pitt after they turned Kenny Pickett into a first rounder last year. That's just smart. That's just smart. Jackson Dart said, "Oh, Caleb Williams, I'm out." Both of them said, "I'm out. I'm going to Ole Miss. Let Lane Kiffin turn me into a quarterback that's possibly going to be drafted." I mean, you know, the transfer portal is great. I asked Dana, just picked up a wide receiver. He just picked up a couple of transfer portal wide receivers. He says this is the, and you know, his West Virginia guys were possibly the greatest wide receivers ever, right? Didn't he have the wide receiver that was spectacular at West Virginia that you got any arguments about?
Oh, Greer.
Yeah. No, wide receivers.
Oh, David Sills and the other guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Dana says it's the best group of wide receivers he's ever had.
At Houston?
At any school. At any school.
Wow.
Yeah. This is the best group.
And Clayton Tune. And Clayton Tune. Played much better down the stretch.
Clayton Tune could be this year's Kenny Pickett.
I mean, I'd sit and tell you you're stupid, but I'm not going to, because he's got pro size, and I've seen it happen with Burrow. I've seen it happen with Pickett. I've seen it happen a lot lately. So I know he played better at the end of the year. I don't say anything anymore, because that stuff happens all the time. Kenny Pickett had 13 touchdowns and 9 interceptions in 2021.
And then
he's
a first round pick.
In 2020.
And then he's a first round
pick. Then he ends up being a first round pick with 42 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. I'm not putting it past anything with Clayton Tune. I'll see what he does. I didn't like what I saw early in the season, but he played much better later in the season.
Oh, he played great.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I think he turned a corner.
Somebody's going to pop up out of nowhere. Yep. It happens every year.
Yep. When we come back, this is the Deshaun Watson thing. And still ahead, Bradley Jackson is going to join us to talk about the Facing Nolan documentary, which is out tonight, by the way, at locations all over. Just one night only, 7 o'clock at locations all over. So make today your day that you're going to go see Facing Nolan at a theater near you. Right now, I want to talk about Chastain Ford. I love these people. I'm telling you. I was there this weekend, this past weekend, and we picked up my daughter's car. She flew all the way from Oklahoma because she got the best deal she could possibly. And she said, "It's unbelievable, Dad. I have to fly down. Yeah, we're going to spend the money on a flight, but you know, we're still saving thousands and thousands of dollars." She said that car in Oklahoma was $10,000 more. But this is what you're getting. Chastain Ford isn't here to gouge you, to make sure that they make as much money as they possibly can in every single. No, what they want you to get into is a car that's affordable for you. The first thing that they'll ask you is, where do your payments have to be? Okay, now we can find that car that's perfect for you and customize it exactly. There are still cars that you can order and customize it perfectly for you. There will be no add-ons. There will be no markups. And they're going to get you all the rebates that you can possibly get. If you're looking for a Ford car, truck, or pre-owned vehicle, and they got plenty of them on the lot. You're looking for that pre-owned vehicle? Get to ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real,
fun. Sports.